The establishment in power today in the United States of America already knows that Donald Trump's going to be elected the next president. And you can see this because they're already gearing up to try to entrap President Trump during his next administration, like they did during his first administration, with all the contrived, you know, CIA-run, FBI-run, Russiagate hoax, the Russian dossier. It was all made up. All that's come out now. Total smoking gun evidence. All these intelligence agencies, they all conspired together to lie about Trump and falsely blame him. And I mean, Hillary Clinton continues to repeat the lies every single day. She is probably the most evil, wicked woman to have ever walked this planet. And she will burn in hell for eternity, that's for sure. But this isn't about Hillary Clinton. This is about the fact that the Democrats know Trump is going to win. And so they're trying to do things like to codify illegal immigration quotas into law so that Trump can't stop the illegal immigration. And they're also setting Trump traps in the bills, like the funding of Ukraine. There's a Trump trap in there where if Trump tries to negotiate peace with Russia and end the conflict, well, then he could be impeached. You know, these are the types of things that the establishment is doing right now because they are terrified that Trump is going to dismantle their criminal cabal. And that's exactly what Donald J. Trump must do. And that's exactly why all of us must vote for him, despite our issues with Trump. And I have several, and I've mentioned them before, Operation Warp Speed and all that. There's no one else that has a shot at dismantling the deep state or getting into a position of power and doing something with it that helps restore civil liberties to the American people. Now, whether or not you think that Trump's going to do that, we know for sure that Biden's not going to do that. We know the Democrats are tyrants, they're authoritarians, they are fascists. And we know that the Democrats are deliberately trying to destroy America, and they're doing a pretty damn good job of it. We know, even if we disagree with Trump on certain issues, and I do, Trump loves America. Trump does not want to see America destroyed. Trump does not want to see us in World War III. Trump wants peace with Russia. He wants to trade with Russia, you know, art of the deal. And Trump wants to do business. He wants the nation of America to do business with China and Russia and Iran and the other countries around the world. That's really what Trump stands for, is, you know, commerce. That's why the economy was so good under Trump for the most part. But you may recall that I covered this a couple of months ago, I think, that my contacts in the former military intelligence community were saying that some key influencers, key decision makers, key power brokers inside the military industrial complex had decided that they need Trump back in power. And this was purely a pro-military weapons profiteering play, but they had decided that Joe Biden was such a disaster. The Democrats and the Biden State Department were such a disaster that the U.S. military was at risk of being suffering a major defeat, which is kind of happening in the Red Sea right now, by the way, and also appears to be happening in Ukraine, come to think of it, and that the United States of America would be threatened by the incompetence of Joe Biden and the U.S. State Department, and, you know, all these lunatics like Mayorkas, who was recently impeached by Congress. You know, of course, America is threatened. And so it's funny because the military-industrial complex, which is in many ways tied to the neocons, you know, they're tied to Mitch McConnell. They're tied to, you know, the Mitt Romneys of the Senate, a bunch of rhino traitors. But even they realize that Joe Biden's such a disaster that America probably can't survive another administration run by O'Biden, you know, Obama and Biden. So even they're like, we got to get Trump back in here. We just have to have some kind of stabilizing force here, at least for 4 years. And yeah, maybe they'll try to get him out again. But for the moment, they want him back in. So there are a lot of things that are happening behind the scenes to put Trump back into office. And so, I mean, there are several important realizations here. Number one, Trump's victory in the election is still, I mean, there are still forces, powerful forces, that are going to influence that. You know, it's still not the pure grassroots democracy that we all hope it would be. We just want the voters to decide who's the representative for us, right? But that's not going to be the case. That hasn't been the case for maybe forever. I mean, go back to Lyndon Johnson, for God's sake, right? Elections have been rigged forever. And this one's not going to be any different. But in this case, there are powerful forces that demand Trump be put back into office. So my question is, you know, number one, there's still a faction of Democrats that are not on board with that, obviously. They're going to fight tooth and nail to prevent Trump from becoming president. And once Trump is sworn in as president, the Democrats are going to go insane trying to sabotage him, shut him down, do everything they can to block his power. Now, he will have, of course, executive power from day one, and he will be signing probably 1,000 executive orders on day one. He'll probably have wrist cramps from signing so many EOs. He'll have to take extra magnesium on that day and have, like, you know, maybe he'll need like a Donald Trump signature stamp. Just stamp it, baby, you know, just get through those 1,000 EOs, because those EOs are going to be overturning the disastrous economic policies of the Biden administration, such as shutting down oil exploration or energy pipelines and things like that. And so very soon in 2025, assuming Trump is president, you're going to see energy abundance flowing back through the arteries and veins of America's economy. You're going to see energy prices going down. You're going to see the cost of manufacturing going down. You're going to see businesses thriving. You're going to see gas prices at the pump going down, all kinds of things like that. And Democrats can't stand abundance. You know, they want scarcity and collapse, because that's where they find the most power out of desperate people. Trump will bring back economic prosperity and abundance and energy exports, and he will make food more affordable, because food is highly dependent on energy prices because, of course, of farming and mechanized agriculture and all that. But Trump, with Trump in power, you'll see food prices falling and you'll see businesses thriving. So that's all a given. And again, Democrats hate that, so they will try to sabotage him in every way possible. But beyond that, what Trump must do is Trump must initiate mass arrests of the treasonous actors, the heads of the agencies that conspired against him, where the proof has now come out. And I'm talking about the former heads of the FBI, the DOJ, you know, the people who conspired against him. And it includes Hillary Clinton, you know, it includes Joe Biden. Biden needs to be arrested and tried for his crimes against America. So does Mayorkas, so does Antony Blinken, and so many others, in my opinion. And if Trump doesn't do that, then he will have failed us yet again. Now, will he do that? I don't know. He's certainly not talking about that before the election. My hope is, though, that he does that immediately after he's sworn in. You know, it's time for mass arrests of the traitors in America. It really is. It's not a vengeance thing where these people have to be, you know, punished for what they did. It's actually, they have to be removed from the chessboard so that they don't continue to betray America and carry out acts of treason and damage this country. That's the point. You've got to remove these players from the board and put them behind bars and indict them and charge them with sedition or treason or whatever are the appropriate crimes, depending on what they did. You know, Mayorkas, he instigated a mass criminal wartime invasion of the United States of America. You know, so what should he be charged with? Well, probably treason, you know. But will that charge stick? I don't know. How about human trafficking? There's all kinds of human trafficking laws out there that he could be charged with. I mean, he enabled the trafficking of millions of human beings, so maybe he should face 1,000,000 charges of human trafficking. I don't know. That's up to the prosecutor to decide. But Trump has got to, at some point, give the command and say, you know, look, these people were traitors. They carried out treasonous acts against this nation, and they have to be held accountable. So let's hope and pray that that's exactly what happens starting from day one. Now, I recently interviewed Roger Stone, and he pointed out that he thought Trump would do a really great job in his third term. Yes, it would be his third term since he already won two elections. No doubt he'll win a third. He'll be the first president in history to have won three elections in a row, but only served essentially two terms out of the three, you know, because of the theft. Trump also needs to investigate the election theft of 2020, and every person who was complicit in the rigging of the 2020 election needs to go to prison. They need to be tried with treason or, again, whatever are the appropriate charges, you know, election tampering, fraud, interstate fraud. How about insurrection? You know, you want to talk about an actual insurrection. It's all the people that were running the fake ballots over and over again in the vote counting centers in those Democrat-run cities. You know the people. They were sitting there all night long or 3 or 4 in the morning committing treason. They need to go to jail. And they need to be prosecuted. And it is time to get that done. And I don't know how many people that is, but I would imagine it's 20,000, 40,000, 50,000 people. I mean, we may have to build new prisons just to hold all the traitors who rigged the 2020 election. But that needs to be done in order to restore confidence in the election process. And then speaking of elections, Trump needs to issue an order that all ballots will be serialized. So they have to be serial numbers on the ballots, so they can't just be scanned over and over and over and over and over again. We need elections to happen in only one day. Now, I know that elections are controlled by the states, not by the federal government. That's one of the wonderful things about the decentralized nature of our country. But there are things that can be done from a federal level to ensure election integrity. And perhaps serializing ballots, you know, is one of those things. There are certainly many other things. Trump can do a lot as the commander-in-chief. And he can also, if he gets a good DOJ in place, and I think he should have Ken Paxton in as the AG, then the DOJ can go after states that refuse to enforce election integrity laws. Like, what's with all these mail-in ballots? I mean, that's just blatant fraud. They just mail out a bunch of ballots all over the city, and then treasonous Democrats gather them up and fill them out, and they just stuff them into the ballot box machines, and that's how they rig elections. They've been doing it forever. That has got to stop. All elections across America should be done on physical ballots, paper ballots, no more machines. Eliminate the machines, paper ballots only. You got to show ID when you vote, and every ballot is serialized, and that's it. And if Trump needs to invoke a national emergency and, I don't know, use the military to actually count the ballots, if that's what it takes, you know, then so be it. That's what has to get done. That's the only way we'll have honest elections. And then, by the way, the Democrats will lose so many seats in 2026 out of Congress because without rigging elections, they can never win. How do you think they kept so many seats in 2018 and 2022? It was all rigging. I think the real question is, how desperate will the Dems be to stop the election from even happening because they know Trump's going to win? In fact, I think that the stronger Trump is in the polls and the weaker Biden is, or whatever Democrat puppet they're going to throw in place, like, you know, gruesome Newsom out of California, then the crazier the false flag plots get among the Democrats and the deep state players who want to cancel the election. So you could see them doing something like setting off nuclear weapons in U.S. cities in order to stop the election and blaming Russia. And just saying, well, we can't have the election now. You know, cities have been nuked. I mean, I can see them doing that, killing millions of Americans. They don't care. They'll do anything to stay in power. They would slaughter 100 million Americans if that's what it takes. I mean, frankly, they're trying to do that with the depopulation, bioweapons injections, and the mass starvation, and the famine that's coming, the sabotage of the food industry, all the climate crap that's going to be shutting down farms. I mean, it is genocide, okay? So the government is already trying to mass murder easily 100 million Americans. If they just want to speed it up and do it with nuclear weapons in their minds, that's just politics, you know? That's how evil they are. They wouldn't mind doing it. They probably think it's great. Anything that it takes, or maybe they'll start World War III, or, you know, maybe they'll have a cyber attack false flag that takes down the banking systems or takes down the power grid, or, you know, anything that it takes. It'll all be blamed on Russia. It'll all be designed to halt the election and prevent Trump from winning at all costs. Because, you know, in Ukraine, when there was a war with Russia, what do? They canceled the elections. They declared essentially martial law, and they canceled all political parties that opposed Zelensky, and they also canceled all independent media. There's no independent media allowed to publish anything in Ukraine. And then we're told, oh, we have to defend freedom in Ukraine. What freedom? You mean the authoritarian, tyrannical regime that is Zelensky and his puppet backers? It's not freedom. That's fascism. And that's what's coming for the United States. Everything they did in Ukraine, they're probably planning on doing in America. Because whatever it takes, man, that's what they're going to do. So be prepared in all of this. And by the way, we publish Trump.news if you want to check out the latest news on Trump. I will be interviewing Roger Stone again coming up at the end of this month. So stay tuned. Watch my podcast and interviews on Brighteon.com. We'll have Roger Stone's analysis of where we are in the election cycle process. And then you can read my articles on naturalnews.com, of course, and support our online store at healthrangersstore.com. And make no mistake, we are in this for America, to save America. It's not just make America great again. It's save America or we all freaking die. Like, that's where we're at. Have no illusions. And anybody voting for Biden or any Democrat is a traitor to this nation and is on a suicide cult mission. There's a lot of suicide cultists out there. They're easy to spot. They always vote Democrat. They are committing suicide at a national level, at a local level, even at a personal level. They're suicidal, narcissistic lunatics. They're cult members. And they can't see the cult that they're in because, you know, of course, cults are always blinded to themselves. But they're in a dangerous, toxic, highly destructive suicide cult, which involves like climate cultism and also keeping the borders wide open and having America overrun and hating white people and, you know, all these other insane things of believing men can have babies. These are insane properties of this left-wing cult that continues to somehow exist in America. And the members of that cult, they put a D beside their name. They just say Democrat, you know, because they're proud to be members of this death cult. Democrat, D for destruction, for death, for despicable, you know, D for demonic. They put a D beside their name and they're proud of it. So don't put a D beside your name. That's for damn sure. Vote for America. And right now, as far as I can tell, that means voting for Trump. So we'll see if that changes. But that's the way I see it currently. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. Take care. God bless America.
I want to show you what we have put together here in terms of our really popular, now wheat-free, certified organic, lab-tested macaroni and cheese meal mixes. I've got them on my desk here. The way we sell them, it's in a mini bucket format. You see the bottom ones there. And inside each bucket are three of these packs right here, which is, you know, vacuum-packed. It's nitrogen-flooded and then vacuumed in a very rugged, long-term, stable bag. This is wheat-free. It's made out of amaranth as well as quinoa. And so this holds its shape and texture and tastes really great. It's not like gritty and mushy like whole wheat macaroni tends to be. So we have this, and then this is a cheese pack that's also very durable, rugged packing. And this, you know, no garbage, no artificial colors, no fillers, nothing like that. And in the cheese pack are very simple certified organic ingredients. Check it out. Organic white cheddar powder, organic heavy cream powder, organic butter powder, organic whey protein powder, organic onion powder, and organic black pepper powder. And that's it, folks. There's no fillers, no artificial flavors, no artificial colors. I mean, no colors of any kind actually in it. And it's very easy to make. It's extremely delicious. Now, it does not have any salt added. We did that on purpose because we wanted people to be able to salt it according to your own taste. So for those having a low sodium diet, you can easily incorporate this. I mean, check the nutrition facts label. It still does have sodium naturally in the cheese, but we did not add any salt. So it can be incorporated into a low sodium diet if that's something that you're paying attention to. For the rest of us, I add salt to this, by the way, and I don't normally add salt to anything, but this is so low in the salt because we didn't add any salt to the recipe that I think you actually have to add a little bit of salt to bring out the flavor and make it taste really delicious. And then it does when you add a little bit of salt to it. So this is, all you got to do is boil water. You know, you boil the elbows for 5 to 10 minutes, and then you add in the cheese powder, you stir it in, you're done. And it's super delicious. This is a really great preparedness meal. I think you'll really love this. We also have, this is very popular. It is an organic banana, peanut butter, and chocolate instant superfood shake. Now, this product, which is available in various quantities, if you go to our store, you can just buy, you know, one canister, or you can buy them in groups. This also is very delicious, but very simple. Look at the ingredients. Organic whey protein powder, banana powder, also organic, peanut butter powder, cocoa powder, coconut sugar, which is a low glycemic sweetener. And that's it, folks. It's all organic. It's laboratory certified. It's super delicious. It blends with water or other kinds of milks. You know, it could be a nut milk or a cow's milk or whatever you want. It's delicious, hot or cold. And it's incredibly nutritious and very clean because we do all the testing. So these are two relatively new products, well, brand new actually, that are in stock right now, at least at the moment, and will probably be sold out of them pretty quickly, but we'll make more. It just takes time to source all these ingredients. It took us many months to get the cheddar cheese powder and the organic cream powder, the butter powder, and the whey. I mean, frankly, all the animal products are taking a very long time to get sourced right now, but we're doing the best we can. We have these available, super delicious. And this is just the first of many kind of instant meals that we're formulating right now. So macaroni and cheese is one of many that we'll have soon. We're gonna have different kind of soups, like a lentil soup and also an organic chili product. And they're all gonna be based on the same kind of philosophy. Clean, simple, lab-tested ingredients with no artificial anything whatsoever, and also very lower sodium compared to what's typically out there. Because I don't know about you, but I don't want to just eat a bunch of salt and MSG. You know, that's what a lot of storable food is, just a bunch of salt and sugar and MSG and textured vegetable protein garbage. And we're not into that, not at all. This is real food, real nutrition, real taste, and it's available right now at healthrangerstore.com. Just go there. You can search for peanut butter to find our chocolate banana peanut butter shake. Or if you want the macaroni and cheese, just go to healthrangerstore.com and search for the organic wheat-free macaroni and cheese with no salt added. Or check out our hundreds of other products, such as, like, you can look at herbs right here. All these different categories, different herbs and tinctures. We have garden seeds. We have superfoods. We have personal care products. Here we have organic turmeric gold extract. We have the knives, the Dawson knives. I've co-designed these with Dawson knives. You probably heard about these. This is under preparedness. Survival gear. We've got, well, let me just show you. We've got all the different knives right here made of the corrosion-resistant MagnaCut alloy. Mass ratio is one, very popular. That's back in stock now. Consequences covert knife. And more. We've got other knives available, including Escape from LA. Hey, I wonder, is that sold out? Hard to keep in stock. But check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. This is how you can support us. And then we give back to you in a multitude of ways, with knowledge, with empowerment, with the large language model we're going to be giving away here soon, coming up end of March, with all the interviews and all the things that we do. Plus, we just made a $100,000 donation to Convoy of Hope of non-GMO vitamin C. So when we are able to, we buy an extra large batch of raw materials, and then we use our in-house manufacturing and testing, and we will overproduce certain batches, knowing that we can use Convoy of Hope to distribute them to people in need. And that it's a Christian-based ministry that distributes food and supplements. And we've worked with them several times now, and just the other day, $100,000 worth of vitamin C. So that's going out into the hands of people in need across America. Sometimes they distribute to other nations, but they focus on the United States of America. And we will continue to support people in need anywhere that we can. Remember that our slogan is Health Ranger Store, healing the world with clean food. That's our philosophy. That's what we practice. That's what we preach. That's what we do. We do the lab testing. We manufacture clean, simple ingredients that are authentic and pure and tasty. It's like nothing else that you've ever seen in the processed food industry or the processed storable food industry. And a lot of the survival food out there is just heavily processed garbage. I'm sorry to say, that's just honest truth of what it is. You want real food? Come to healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brightown.com and the Health Ranger Store. Take care.